Hello, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. For these next few minutes, we're going to be learning about everything you ever wanted to know about how to do more blue, as in putting more stuff and the right stuff in your blue recycling bin. I have the city's recycling and trash expert sitting right here next to me, and I have never been able to stump her. She knows where to throw. So, Christina Paulsgrove is the public information officer for the City of Tucson's Department of Environmental Services. Christina, there is so much in the news these days about recycling, about China's decision to stop taking plastic and the ripple effect. So share away, how is Tucson doing? Is anything going to change? How are we doing on recycling? Why should we be?
Thank you for having me. The city started the Blue Barrel curbside program in 2002. And almost overnight, the diversion rate, or the amount that we divert away from the landfill to recycling, increased from about 9% to 22%. And we believe, and based on our research, 90% of the people in Tucson recycle. They're just not recycling the right stuff all the time.
Then there's that. So do tell.
Our contamination rate at the recycling facility has been about 20 to 22% for the last few years. It's been manageable, but we need it to be better because of the China restrictions on recycling. China has said now they will not accept materials bales that have more than 0.5% of contamination.
Yeah.
And when we consider that our contamination rate is 20 to 22%, that's a lot. We have a lot of room to get better. And it's really about making sure that you're putting the right things in the blue bin. Things like plastics, most of them are fine.
Plastic bottles. How hard can this be? Put your plastic bottles in recycling. I'm a nut about it.
The upsetting thing about plastic bottles is they really do have a very strong domestic market. More than half of the carpet made in the United States is made from plastic bottles, but only about 20 to 25% of them ever get recycled. So there's a lot of room for improvement there. The other things that we want to see recycled are metals, metal cans, steel, tin, aluminum. Less than 70% of aluminum cans get recycled. And we need to stop putting things in the bins that don't belong there at all.
And putting things that do. And I think it's great to reiterate that. There is a market, because some people say to me, oh, I don't recycle. They don't do anything with it. It just sits out there.
The important thing about recycling is that you need to recycle things that are going to be able to be made into something new. And that's really the bottom line for recycling, because it is a business. And so some things have much more value when you're recycling them than others. Plastic bottles, very valuable. Cardboard, paper, and the metals.
And I want you to direct people to where they can find out information about how to do more blue and do the right blue. Put the right stuff in the right bin.
It's really easy. DoMoreBlue.com.
Couldn't be easier. Thank you for being here and for being the queen of all things recycling. For more information about all things green, sustainable, and socially just, and to become a part of a global community of people doing the good thing for ourselves, those we love, and the planet, and to hear great podcasts from people like Christina, visit MrsGreensWorld.com. Please join us. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you.